This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Kyle's with us in Montana on the phone. We've been talking about automobiles and trucks and how you're spending more and getting less, and the mileage is going down, the cars are getting thinner, and repair costs are up. Rich, your comments, and then Kyle had something else he wanted to share with us.
Yeah. Well, first of all, beware for all the people who are listening to this right now and realizing that quality is going lower in America, especially for getting a job and keeping a job, and bars of standards and expectations are decreasing, and that shows with the products, the goods and services, customer service especially in America. Don't be alarmed, because this is not going to be good news, but I guarantee you that the great, great majority of people will not be buying used cars for economic reasons. And if I may share, first of all these politically correct buzzwords that you hear me saying, like equality, fairness, diversity that I talked about in the last article, inclusiveness, prosperity, humanity, democracy, all these words that the so-called powers that be uses to justify their behaviors, these words have been hijacked by definition to use as a tool to divide the American people and make us lower the bars of standards and expect a lot less. So some of the math I wanted to share with you right now. In November of 2007, right before the big crash, industrial production was just 1% higher than it is right now, right before that crash. But today, consumption of durable goods, which is autos, are up 53%. So who's paying for that if everybody's broke? If 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, 60% don't even have $1,000 in savings, who's paying for that? It's being paid for through debt. And the subprime auto and loans have been now in at least 2 years in that subprime arena. So as credit is collapsing, as the yield curves start flattening and probably will invert this fall, very few people can be able to afford these newer vehicles, which are less quality. Secondly, 43% of the U.S. can't even afford rent, transportation, child care, or cell phones. And this is under the second longest recovery ever. So the books are cooked for this great so-called recovery, and I use the term recovery in quotes. And recently, this data just came out, 76% of companies that recently went public had negative earnings. This is the highest level since the dot-com era. And the percentage of households with more debt than savings is higher now than at any point since 1962. So what I'm saying is that the last recession was just postponed by government intervention. And that's what all this QE was, is to create liquidity for the banks, and where 95% of the all that money goes to the super wealthy, which is the top 1 to 7%, mostly the top 1 to 2%. So when you look at the bottom line on who's going to afford these goods and services, when this recession hits, it's going to be very few American people. So I think we're going to see, and especially if there's going to be a little bit of a trade war going on, I just think the American people are tapped out and they're broke. And this is another reason why people are going to be going towards used vehicles, driving less, and moving out to the country and getting away from urban, suburban America so they can control their own destiny. Their own destiny with self-sufficiency and growing a garden and maybe alternative energy. And, you know, Kyle, with you being an electrician, pardon my tangent here, boy, I just think this would be, since you lived off-grid and you have both options, on-grid and off-grid, ready to go, have you ever thought about actually doing this for a living? And, I mean, you're an instructor with Vincent Finelli at USAPrepares.com, listened to by who knows how many, hundreds of thousands or millions of people on a weekly basis. Have you ever thought about literally just going into this off-grid and talking to realtors and literally being a consultant for every realtor here in Northwest Montana and creating off-grid situations for people depending on their how ability they want to live rugged, their capital resources, their skill sets, et cetera. I mean, I just feel, I know what you were talking about cars, but I just feel, wow, what a great opportunity here in America to get people together and to hire a Kyle who has been there, done that, just to help the people. Because with this math and these numbers and quality of goods and services decreasing in America, with the fact that political correctness would rather hire for diversity in lieu of being the best at one's job, which insults the work ethic, the ability of the, and the intelligence of everybody in those jobs, which increases division and not synergy. But Kyle, I wouldn't mind hearing your thoughts on just that, maybe even creating some live talks here in Northwest Montana and having these discussions and bringing that bottom 93% in where, you know, you can be offer solutions for these people.
I see where you're going, Rich, and I agree with you. I do help people as far as just friends of mine and different things that come in, you know, to be able to set up systems and do this. I've consulted on a couple of houses just to help people out. It's just all it is. I still deal with this disease that is similar to MS, and I have days that are really bad. And the bad days sometimes are really bad. I mean, to the point to where I feel like I can barely get out of bed because it hurts so bad.
But, yeah, I forgot about that. Now.
It kind of limits me a little bit, but, going to your thought there just a minute or so ago about the people, if you can see the things that Rich is saying and He is, I realize that probably most of the people that are listening to this broadcast, either don't want to hear what Rich is saying and believe it and think that everything looks out here. Well, when we look at normal everyday life, everybody's going and you hear Trump talk and everything is doing good, and you hear the media, the right-wing media talk and it's doing good, and you hear the left, the rest of the big charade that's been that's being played out in front of our eyes for everybody to look at while this big looming white elephant, it keeps moving closer and closer and closer and we don't see it, which is the coming collapse. It is coming. I would just implore people to, if you've got a new truck or a newer truck with a $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 a month payment, I highly suggest that you let somebody else have that thing and just get out from under it if you can and buy something that you can work on and get something pre-1996. So 95 or older will make it much easier for you to work on it. There are ways. I mean, there's books out there. I'm just talking about not somebody as sharp as Vince. I'm just talking about normal Joe Blow guy. Buy a regular written factory repair manual for that vehicle. Learn about it. Read some of it. Try to get yourself out of debt or with a minimum payment, $50 to $150 a month if you have to go in debt for something. But this is coming. It truly is. I don't owe a penny on any of my cars, and I have backups. I have two Toyotas, one Subaru, and a Chevy pickup. And I need that three-quarter ton Chevy pickup for stuff that we do around here, hauling, getting our firewood in and things. And the rest, and I need an all-wheel drive where I live. I just like to have something with all-wheel drive. That Subaru, you just can't beat it. It has 230,000 miles, doesn't burn a drop of oil. You know, it's a great little car, and it's all roll-down windows. I have the same thing on my Toyota car. It's a little Camry, roll-down windows, simple car, you know, just barely over 100,000 miles, but I bought it from an old woman that, you know, it needed a little work, and so I did some work to it, got it cheap, $900, you know, because it needed some work, and so I did the work myself, and I don't look as good as my neighbors. And people, this is the hard thing to grasp. I don't look as good as my neighbors. My cars don't look as good. My property isn't something that looks like it comes out of, you know, Better Homes and Gardens. It's a functional, lifestyle that I'll try, but I really don't think I can care any less what people think anymore. But I'll try to care a little less. It's just so that, you know, I've just abandoned. I really have abandoned in my heart and mind. I have abandoned the facade of what the advertising and the brainwashing that we live under in this country says I have to look like. I just don't care anymore.
You know what, Kyle? I got to say that the smartest millionaires, the happiest millionaires that I know here in Northwest Montana, drive old trucks, wear T-shirts, jeans with holes in them, and they don't care about what they look like as well. And they just want to either stay under the radar or just live this outdoor nature-loving lifestyle. And that's why they're here. And,
yeah.
You know, what you just said was extremely well said. And you can put an exclamation point on that. I agree. Now, Vince, we only have less than 45 minutes of the show. If it's okay with you guys, we can certainly dovetail into hypocrisy. And you know, I always talk about practice what you preach laws. And Vince, I know you love talking about gun control, and I've heard you talk about it before too, Kyle. But there's some article here that I think we need to talk about before the end of the show. And it's titled The Height of Hypocrisy.
Just one quick question. When you say gun control, are you talking about making each shot count?
Well, we're going to do that on this side.
Rich, Kyle, and I will be right back. We're going to be talking about making each shot count.
My name is Kiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Kyle's with us in Montana. Who is next?
Well, I have this article I'd like to talk about. I think you guys would love.
Gun control. Gun control.
Yes. And it's titled on my email, The Height of Hypocrisy, and a friend of mine sent this to me, but it's titled Obama Secretary of Education and Staunch Gun Control Advocate Arnie Duncan Sends His Kids to a School with Armed Security. On May 20th, Breitbart News reported that Duncan suggested Americans ought to pull their kids from school until Congress passes more gun control. He said he and his family would even be willing to take part in a school boycott if this was done at scale. For example, if there were broad-based participation in such a boycott. Duncan made this suggestion in the immediate aftermath of the attack of Santa Fe High School. He did not call for armed teachers or armed personnel in school. Rather, he focused on gun control, which is their agenda, to basically control the American people and, who knows, even create genocide. Who knows where it might go? But Duncan sends his children to a school that affords them armed protection. I hope I was clear with my syllables. The Jewish World Review reports that Duncan's children attend the exclusive private University of Chicago Laboratory Schools in Coney Hyde Park, which a lab school for sure brags is patrolled by the University of Chicago Police Department and private security. And, you know, and I can talk more read more excerpts from this article. But, you know, what we really talk about, Vince and Kyle, is every day we talk about a different set of rules, laws, and accountability for different groups in America, and how the bars of standards and expectations that have been lowered for getting a job and keeping a job. And this is why I hate using the terms hypocrisy and double standards. And this is why I've talked till I'm blue in the face for years about practice what you preach laws. Practice what you preach laws. If we had this where if somebody is a gun control advocate and yet they have the audacity to hire private security for themselves, their family, whatever, and they tell the rest of the poor middle class who can't protect themselves to say, you can't protect yourselves forever, that's it, you're done. But the elite who have the Hollywood venues and all the super wealthy meetings, they have guns up to yin-yang to protect themselves. Double standards and hypocrisy, the words don't fly anymore. We have to have practice with your preach laws. I know I've said this to Vince many times, and I know you've listened, Kyle, but what do you think about practice with your preach laws, and are you tired of the double standards and hypocrisy by the so-called progressive Democrat liberal, which they're not liberal, they've been hijacked by the globalist party? What do you think, Kyle?
Well, I'll tell you, Rich, I think it's, in my mind, what I've done with my life is I carry things out in my mind to where the logical end and conclusion is going to end up. And in my mind, the only way this country does anything that's going to survive is going to be either a financial collapse and we pull it out of the rubble. It'll be a world war that we'll wind up losing and pull ourselves out of the rubble or have to deal with an invasion or an economic collapse, which I think is inevitable. And so if that's where it's going, the only way out of this thing is the rebuild. I don't hardly see personally, I don't see a way to be able to change things from the grassroots anymore. It's, you know, I just that's why I think Vince's show is so important, and I think you waking people up is so important, because the only thing that I think is going to happen right now is how people are preparing themselves right now for the aftermath. Because that's what we're going to deal with. I don't think we're ever going to stop these huge, lousy, rotten corporations and government and corporations that own the government from fleecing the American people. All we can do is try to wake each other up as to how we're going to be able to make it when there is hardly any money. I'll finish this on the other side of it there if you want.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes, going into a commercial break. Then I've got a comment about what Rich and Kyle have mentioned with gun control.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Lawyers for President Trump say they do not believe the president can legally obstruct any investigation. In a letter obtained by the New York Times, the Trump legal team explains the president cannot do so because he has the authority to halt any investigation.
On another front, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says
he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably doesn't say he can't.
Giuliani is saying President Trump has the power to pardon himself, but probably wouldn't do so because
ramifications of that would be tough. Pardoning other people is one thing. Pardoning yourself is another.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Hawaii is not the only place on the globe where a volcano has been erupting. At least 25 people are dead in Guatemala from a violent eruption of the Fuego volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Cheetah, God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle, please continue.
Okay. Anyway, I don't see, you know, people say we've got to get out of this left-right paradigm. Okay. But the reality is we're not ever going to be able to get out of that. It's just not going to happen. Because anytime you have a left paradigm trying to push you into a communist, globalist, controlled agenda and a right paradigm that's standing for freedom and the ability to stand on your own two feet and do what you need to do to help yourself and believes in freedom and personal responsibility, you're going to have that clash. It's just sort of the old right and wrong, black and white. I don't mean that in a racial sense, but I mean black and white contrast to life. It's just the way it is. And the truth of the matter is, if we really think back through history, I was doing this the other day. Change normally comes from the top. Where did women start getting into smoking? It's when they launched this, that multimillionaire guy launched the ad campaign tricking women, making them think that they were being exercising their freedom and their independence by smoking. Okay, that was from the top down, and it ended up working its way into our society to where it became a normal part of life. Okay, it's extremely difficult to change the entirety of society, and almost never happens where you change the entirety of society from the bottom up. What you can do, though, that is wisdom, is to try to change things around you, your neighbors, your friends. Get connected with them, because I guarantee you, you will not be able to stand by yourself. You can't do it. I don't care how tough you are, how good of a shot you are, it does not matter. None of those things. You cannot stand by yourself. You will need friends. And small communities, small groups of people getting together, calling, talking to one another, learning what each other knows, and a willingness to not carry a big ego or your feelings on the end of your shirt sleeve so that you're getting them bumped all the time. People have just got to grow up and realize, though, that you got to take responsibility not only for you, but you got to take responsibility for those people that are around you that don't know what you know. Because not ever, if everybody, my dad said something to me one time, and it stuck with me, and people need to think about this. I was a young kid, and we're sitting at Walmart. And Dad would never go into the store because he hated Walmart, but my mom would shop there. And so I was sitting in the car with my dad, and this guy walked out of the store there, and he looked seriously dumber than a post. And Dad said something to me, and he said, "Do you think if that guy could choose, that he would choose to be an ignorant, stupid guy, if he had the ability to choose, would he choose that?" And the answer is obviously no, he wouldn't. You know, none of us would. But so all of us have been given gifts that are, Riches is unbelievably great at figuring out and seeing these financial things to warn people. And he's extremely smart and sharp with all of these financial issues. Vince, you're good at almost everything. And you're an extreme rarity. You know, it's just not very many people are as good with finances as they are with automobiles. And you're an extremely intelligent guy. But there's other people that's out there that really, they just don't have this ability. So they need help learning and growing and how to get them through things. And they just don't have it. And, you know, it's like Scripture says, Jesus said, "The poor you will have with you always." And that's just a fact, because not every man is born with the same intelligence or ability level as every other man. It's just not possible. It's just truth. And so we've got to think in terms of how can we help? How can we try to help these people get on their feet, help them see, help them lead by example like you've done, Vince, and you too, Rich. You guys, I mean, you live off-grid. You've been moved toward this stuff. We're leading by example. We talk about gardening. We talk about automobiles. We talk about debt. We talk about getting out of it. All of these things, we try to lead by example, and we're doing it on a radio, but and that's important, extremely important. But also we need to think in terms of everybody around us. You know, people that you just see, do they need help? Well, can I help you? You know, my son, just as an example, yesterday helped a lady that he barely knows. because she got in a fender bender. She's a wife, a mother with three kids, husband's worthless, left her. And she got in a fender bender and she couldn't drive her truck because, and it's the only way she's got to get to work. So I loaned him a Porta Power and everything, and he said, I got it, Dad. I can handle it. So he went out there and took that Porta Power and bent her fender back out. At least it's drivable, you know. Just people that just are going to need help. You know, like James Wesley Rawls said one time, I'll never forget his quote. Now, I think it was either in the book or I heard him talking about it. And he said, you know, when this stuff hits the fan, give till it hurts. Because not everybody is able to do mentally, physically, or emotionally what you can do.
Very well said. Very well said.
Yeah.
I have a comment about gun control. There is. I'm just going to read the headlines. I was stunned when I saw this. DailyMail.com. Here's the headline: Dancing FBI agent accidentally shoots man inside Denver bar after gun that fell out of his waistband while doing a backflip goes off. So here's an FBI agent. He's at this bar. It's called the Mile High Spirits Distillery and Tasting Bar in Denver, Colorado. So there's a video of this FBI agent. He's got his gun in the middle of his back, okay, and he does a backflip. He really does. And the gun falls out of his waistband. He goes to pick it up. Bang. A guy gets shot. Now, there's a lot of things wrong here. Number one, what responsible person is going to be drinking and bringing a gun into a bar, okay, or a distillery? Who's going to do that? Not anybody that I know that's responsible. Number two, how is it possible that when this gun fell out of his waistband, that all the, and I saw the video, he just reached to pick it up with his left hand and it went off. Now, it wasn't an accident that it went off. It had to be the safety had to be off, or there was no safety. Now, I guess these guys are trained that, you know, having your safety off is going to save you, you know, a tenth of a second. So he's in a bar. He's irresponsible. He's doing a backflip. He's an off-duty FBI agent. And he shoots somebody in the bar. Witnesses. It's on video. The muzzle flash is on video. As he's reaching for the gun, touches it on the floor. As he goes to grab it, bang, it goes off. Now, I know that my 45 has a couple things I have to do to make it go bang. One, I have to have the safety off. Two, a 45, you have to have the hammer back. Now, a lot of the modern weapons have and there's a grip safety too. So you have to firmly hold it in your hand, squeeze the grip, have the safety off, a second safety, and then squeeze the trigger. This guy just goes to pick it up and goes bang and shoot someone. So, let me read the rest of the headlines. Police say they responded to a shooting around 12:45 a.m. on Saturday morning at the Mile High Spirits Distillery and Tasting Bar in Denver. Paramedics were called to the scene and escorted the wounded man to the hospital, who sustained a gunshot injury to his leg. The FBI agent can be seen nonchalantly walking away, appearing not to be too concerned that his weapon just discharged inside a crowded bar. The agent was taken to Denver police headquarters and released into the custody of an FBI supervisor. This whole thing smells. First of all, he shouldn't have had the gun in there. Second of all, when it went off, he should have immediately tried to figure out who was injured and immediately help with first aid, not walk away. Three, why did the Denver Police Department release this guy who just shot somebody to an FBI supervisor? Why isn't this off-duty FBI agent in the Huskow of the Denver Police Department. Why? It's their jurisdiction. Why? The whole thing smells. Now, Rich, you talk about different rules, different accountability, different privileges, two standards. There it is. There's an example. There's an example. It's an outrage. Absolute outrage. The guy should be fired. Okay? Investigation should take 20 minutes. We got the video. You're in the bar. You shot somebody. You acted irresponsibly. We don't need you in the FBI. Make an example out of this guy. To serve as the example for all the rest who are thinking about bringing their guns into a bar. I know a guy who was a former Missouri state representative, selected for our voting pleasure. He brought a gun, a loaded gun, into a bar, was drinking. He left it in his briefcase. I guess he had enough alcohol in him to forget his briefcase. The staff at the bar found it and called the police. They said, this guy, here's his ID, here's his briefcase, here's his gun, it's in a bar, it's against the law. And he was arrested. Somehow he got out of it, and his mugshot was on the internet, and he paid to get it removed. There's no record of it. I know the guy, and I know what happened. I saw the mugshot. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The nice thing is that the news has blacked out this guy's face, the FBI agent. There is no mention of his name. So you can go to a bar in Denver. You can do a backflip. You can let the loaded handgun fall out of your waistband, shoot somebody, and not make the news in terms of specifically who you are. And, you can get your supervisor to have you released from the police department so that they can, kind of counsel you and say, you know what? Maybe that wasn't such a good idea, but no problem. We'll have you back on the street, in a couple minutes. Rich, any comments? Kyle, any comments?
Yeah. First of all, again, reinforcing the fact that we have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability, one for the aristocracy, one for the serfs, and for the bottom 93%, they're made up of whatever group you're in, so we can have chaos and infighting and not synergy. But even the official so-called authorities, and even the unelected official so-called authorities are bought and paid for. And we can see that with all the scandals going on with the FBI, CIA, the DOJ, the NSA. I mean, it's never ending. The whole system is bought and paid for. And it really is a real shame. But I want to address one thing that you said too, Kyle. It's hard to change things from the bottom up. I don't disagree. But that's what we tried to do here. And, one of the things that happened, we give personal stories about our life because nobody else will. Because we don't have the backing of the establishment to basically contrive an agenda. But when I was I started my equity in a trailer park in New York, the suburbs of New York City, because I couldn't afford a home. And long story short, people kept saying, oh, you're just going to stay in there forever. You're never going to leave, because that's what people do. Once you're there, and you were talking about people in despair and people giving up and not choosing to be dumb. Well, I'll be honest with you. I think this whole system of what I talk about on a very regular basis with group identity politics, having a separate system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, has lowered the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job, which is the number one source of our degradation in America. Because you insult, degrade, and disrespect all these people. You never empower a nation, a group, an individual by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. This, and if you'd listen, I don't know if you listened second hour Friday, I went on a rant and I talked about how this is metastasized like a cancer throughout our whole society regarding our traditions, heritage, culture, and this victim group status, protectionist group status, group identity politics. You know, lawyers telling me I couldn't sue because I didn't have enough group self-pity points. And us swallowing these hijacked words by definition, like the democracy, accountability, diversity, prosperity, fairness, equality, these words mean absolutely nothing when 78 or 80% of people live paycheck by paycheck. They are just basically trying to divide us. They're trying to get votes. They're trying to make sure that the little people can no longer control their own destiny. And I really feel that that trailer park, by starting at the bottom, gave me the opportunity to establish equity so I can pay my college, which I paid for 100% by myself, and eliminate despair and have opportunities. But now we've gone full circle to the point where there's almost no, there's so much despair because hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter. It all depends on what group you're in, whether you're a bailed out auto manufacturer or Wall Street, or whether you're a FBI agent who's shooting up people in bars. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore because it's all about what group you're in. And this is why the powers that be want to use the term identity politics to avoid the word group and what they, and the Frankenstein that they've created in America.
Vince? Kyle, we've got a few seconds. Any comments?
Yep, one real quick. You know, this entirety of this entire society, folks, has been engineered this way, and I'll guarantee you, whether you're a serf or whether you're in, you think you're in control, you've been engineered towards stupid, and there's no shortage of stupid anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Ron Allen said that. Ron Allen said that when he was talking with you about commercials. Who were they? Who are they targeting? And these dumb guys say, "Hey, that sounds like me." Thanks so much, guys, for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.